The latest on the crisis in the Gulf with Rich Jones, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
Good morning at 624, 24 past 6. Monday morning edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues. Pretty warm week in store, downright hot. Temps in the mid-90s, feeling every bit of 100 once you factor in the heat index. Updating a traffic alert from a few minutes ago. Southbound Dames Point Bridge is now back open. They got the debris cleared, so you should be smooth sailing now on the southbound Dames Point Bridge. We'll update the rest of your drive in about 3 minutes with Cody White and the traffic team. Top national story this morning. Looks like the cap held through the weekend, but this morning, a bit of a setback. Some seepage this morning that has BP officials a bit worried. Let's turn to AP correspondent Bill Fuller, updating the story on the crisis in the Gulf from New Orleans. Bill, is this a big setback or just a minor thing that they had kind of anticipated?
Well, they really don't know at this point, Rich. BP's technical briefing that they hold every morning at about 7:30 our time, Central Time, has been postponed. They did not give a reason. Of course, over the weekend, they saw bubbles around not far from the wellhead, which brought out some concern. Ted Allen, who is the incident commander, the retired Coast Guard Rear Admiral, told BP they need to come up with a plan to monitor whatever is going on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. BP, of course, doesn't want to open up those valves again because they don't want us to see that oil gushing into the Gulf. And Allen said there's a possibility they may have to open up those valves. The whole thing centers around what to do next. And Allen had said that he wanted to open up the valves, let the ships up on the surface start sucking the oil. BP is wanting to wait until the relief well is done to start sucking out the oil. But they're kind of in a holding pattern right now to see what exactly they're going to do.
Bill, are there concerns that this disagreement long-term could create some real big-time challenges?
I don't think so. They said last night they believe they're all on the same page, but, you know, it's just another wait and see. You know, a new week, new drama.
All right, so the 7:30 update, as you said, has kind of been pushed back a little bit. Are you reading into that maybe the seepage issue may be to play?
Well, they really didn't say anything. They just sent out a little statement last night at about 10 o'clock our time saying that it had been canceled for 7:30. They have in the past pushed it back sometime when there was something going on, but never just cancel it.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for it. AP correspondent Bill Fuller joining us live in New Orleans. Bill, thanks. We'll probably check in with you a little bit later on this week, I'm sure, on Jacksonville's Morning News. 627, we update weather and traffic every 10 minutes on the 7s.